Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And that would be me, Michael, a layman, a security guard. That's what I am. I like to call this podcast Bible Study for Dummies because I'm a dummy. Not that you guys are dummies. It's just I try to break it down as simple as I can so that I understand it. And that's really what I'm trying to do here. So today we are going to tackle one of the most complicated books in the Bible, and that is the book of Revelation. And as I tell you guys, whenever I do a podcast, every time I do a podcast, I always bless myself with holy water. I pray that the Holy Spirit is in me, that I may be knowledgeable on what I am speaking of. And I pray as I anoint myself with holy oil that I have, anointing oil that I have. I do this before every podcast. And I do a very Catholic thing where Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and as I go on my forehead with the sign of the cross, I ask that I understand and comprehend everything I'm about to relay. And then as I do it over my mouth, I ask that I say nothing displeasing to God, nothing blasphemous, nothing that he would disapprove of, only words that will bring glory to him and bring people to him to bring even more glory to him. And then I do the sign of the cross over my heart with the oil where I ask that my heart be pure and driven only to bring glory to God and not to myself for any other reason and for no ego matter, only for the glory of God. And I do this every single podcast. I admit that there's been a couple where I've been so fired up to get to the podcast that I forgot. And then I was like, oh no, I didn't do it before that podcast. Cause I get really excited on these sometimes. And sometimes I really just want to jump in and I have forgotten a time or two, but I would say 98% of the time I do exactly what I just told you. Now, why did I go into that long drawn out story that you don't need to know? Well, it's because in the book of Revelation, let's jump to the last paragraph. And it says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Now, that's the last paragraph of the entire Bible, last paragraph of the book of Revelation, and it has a threat in it. And God doesn't throw out hollow threats. So the last thing I want to do when I'm going to get into the book of Revelation is to add something to it, not knowingly, or to do something to anger God. Not at all what I want to do. I want to bring glory to God. That is what I am trying to do on this podcast. So, taking this seriously, and I am going to get into a reading from Revelation. And we are going to go into Revelation. Let's see. We are in chapter 20. We'll pick it up at verse 11, which is the judgment of the dead. All of us will die. 100% of us will die. What happens to us after our physical body dies is greatly determined by our relationship with God in Christ. So this is what it says. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne. And books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged accordingly to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. By the way, that's hell. The lake of fire, the second death. Anyone whose name was not written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. And we will stop there for now. Because we talk about all the time. You do not get to heaven on your deeds. Yet, we just read the book of Revelations. And just so you know, the book of Revelation, it is mostly thought to be written by the apostle John. John, the only apostle that wasn't martyred, that lived to an old age. And there are stories that they tried to martyr John, but he wouldn't die. Jesus wanted to keep him alive. And John obviously wrote the book of John, which is my favorite gospel. Love that gospel. That's what really lit a fire under me to get into my faith journey and to take it seriously and sparked my love of the Bible. And that he had been, once they couldn't kill him, they moved him to an island where he was kind of like prisoner. Australia was once a prison. The English sent all their convicts over there and just said, hey, put them here on this big island. They can't get anywhere. And that's what they did. So John was on this island, and the book of Revelation came, an angel came to John and gave him great visions, and the visions were from Jesus. So in essence, what we get when we are going through the book of Revelation is it's written by John, and there are theological, remember, I'm not the Einstein of the Bible. I am not a doctor. I am not even a pastor or anything like that. But I can tell you that, in essence, Jesus reveals John's records, and the church recognizes the prophetic book as the direct message of Christ, the book of Revelation. You have a book in the New Testament that is basically authored by Jesus. Christ's own message for his people is what it is believed to be, written by John. The debate of anything in the book of Revelation is, was it the Apostle John? Because some people later say there was John of Patmos, who had a different writing style, and it could have been him. And it's not, it just says John. The book's written by John, so most people assumed it was John, who the apostle who wasn't martyred and lived a long life. And while he was in isolation on that island, had this communion with Jesus, if you will, and wrote the book. That I do not know. But what is written in there, we do know, because it was a scroll, which is later adapted and put into the Bible. And it is important enough to be the final book of the Bible. And like I said, something truly considered to be authored almost by Jesus, because it's Jesus telling it to John who is writing it. All right, so I just read you that about being judged after we died. And we are taught throughout the Bible, faith alone is your salvation. Your faith and belief in Jesus Christ is what gets you to heaven. Yet, first thing it says here is two books were open. One book, he took all the dead people, all the dead who had died, and they judged them by their deeds. And they're like, well, wait a minute. I thought we weren't judged by our deeds. I thought the deeds were the things that we did because we are Christians, because we love God, because God loves us so much. Jesus loves us so much, has done so much for us. We do these good things to honor him, to show our love of him is why we do it. Not to earn brownie points so that we can slip in the back door of heaven because we really haven't been that good of a person. Truthfully, none of us have been that good of a person. None of us deserve to go to heaven. It is only by the grace of God that any of us get to heaven. So we know this. This is what we are taught. And now we have this saying, the throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm reading in the wrong one. I went back another chapter. I got to go back to here where it says, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. So there's two books. So what I am interpreting this as, I want to be as hands-off as I can when I give my interpretation, my dumb, not smart guy interpretation. I see this as the dead all will be judged. And even, let's say you have a serial killer or child killer or something like that, and they're going to go to heaven, and they pull out that book to judge them by the things that they did. I'm thinking perhaps in that first book, not the book of life, is all of the people who are going to go to hell. All of the people that are going to be thrown into the lake of fire. And they all committed different atrocities against God. And I know God hates sin, period, but it does seem some people are more evil and more justified in horrible things happening to them. And then there's people that maybe they were professional thieves and they had no relationship with God, or they blasphemed the Holy Spirit or whatever it is. Do they get the same suffering? That's how I saw that, because clearly everyone whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb being Jesus, the sacrificial Lamb that atoned for all of our sins, that gave us all everlasting life so that we don't die and then die again when we get thrown into the lake of fire. It is that. So the people are judged. There's a book that goes through your deeds and judges you if you're bad, and you're going to hell and you're going to be judged according to that. Then we have all of those who are going to go into the New Jerusalem, which is heaven, which is where Jesus and God will live and live amongst us all. And that is awesome, awesome news. I want to be in the Book of Life. And I want to get into some more like crazy stuff in this. So we've got the Book of Life, and this is all in the Book of Revelation, the Lamb's Book of Life. And that is Jesus telling us, by the way, in the Book of Revelation. And then he says later in chapter 17, verse 8, he says, "Whose names have not been written in the Book of Life from the creation of the world." Meaning, if your name's in the Book of Life, and let's say you haven't even been born yet, your name is written in the Book of Life. Why? God knows everything. Jesus knows everything. Jesus' Book of Life. You belong to Jesus. Have you ever, and if you're listening to this podcast, I bet you have, just had a longing for Christ, had a longing to come back to the Lord, had a longing to get right with Jesus, to repent and to come correct with Jesus? I bet you have. I have had those feelings, and I've had them for a long time. And no matter what my stupid self did to self-destruct my way along the path, Jesus was always there to nudge me back to him, because I believe my name is written in that book, and my name was written in that book at creation, which is however many millions of years before I was ever born. In that book, the Book of Life, because God knows everything. And if you are in that book, you belong to Jesus, and Jesus will collect you. He is the great shepherd, and we are the sheep, and he's not going to lose one, and he'll keep coming back. And if you keep screwing up and you keep sinning and you keep going away from him, he's going to keep coming back. He is the most loving and forgiving God ever. And you can always come back. If your name is in that book, you belong to Jesus, and you have since before you were born. So you can come back. And this is like the greatest news. It's the greatest, eternal life in heaven with Jesus and God. What could be better? With the people we love, living in the most beautiful place, no more violence, no more worry, no more stress, no more anxiety, no more death, no more sickness, no more crime. It's heaven. That's what it is. It's heaven. And if your name is written in that book, you will live in the New Jerusalem. You will live in heaven. And it is something to celebrate. It is something to rejoice. And you know if your name's in that book. You know, if you've got that nagging feeling, if you're being brought back to God, if you're continually pursuing, continually reading, continually asking for forgiveness, messing up, coming back, your name's in that book. Your name is in that book. And it is Jesus' book. And what got me to this topic today, I'm going to be a far cry from heaven, but it was a podcast I was listening to this week, and it was the Joe Rogan podcast. And he had a guy on who, by the way, most of his life appears to not have been a great human being. And his name is Jelly Roll. He's a singer, country artist, and he does some pop and he does some gospel. Great voice. And now seems to be like a really good man. I don't know the man. I've never met the man. Just by what I gather of him now, he seems to be a very good Christian, God-fearing man. And he found that faith, that religion, while he was in prison from being a very bad man who made very bad decisions and wasn't a very good person. But that's what's great, is God can redeem you. Anyone can be redeemed. And his name is probably in the book of life. And it was when he was doing all that bad stuff, when he was being a sinner, when he was committing crime, when he was doing knucklehead things that were sending him to jail. And there's a lot of people in jail that have done horrible things whose names are in that book because they've been saved while they were in jail. So that is great news for all of us, because all of us need saving. And here we are. I'm listening to this podcast, and we're talking about his journey, and then he got out of jail, and then he made it to be famous, and seems to be a good Christian man, a good family man, and the guy is incredibly grateful, got to sing at a concert at the Vatican. They had the first concert ever at the Vatican, and he got to sing in it, and he was moved, and you could tell he was very humbled by that, and was incredibly proud of that moment. And talked about how nervous he was and how he doesn't get nervous, but he really did before that show. And it was moving. And you're like, this is a great redemption story. I like the story of this man. I like what he appears to be now. I mean, who knows if we're proven wrong later on, but he appears to be a good Christian man now. And I applaud him. And he is a man who's made bad decisions because he's got tattoos all over his face. If you have tattoos on your face, I judge you. I'm sorry. That's terrible. I do, though. I'm like, ooh, that was a bad decision. People have tattoos everywhere, but when they're on your face, I'm like, ooh, yeah, that probably wasn't the best movie ever made. But he's got them all over his face. He's got a big cross. He's got a crucifix tattooed on his face. And he's got tattoos all over his head and face. And I'm like, this guy made bad decisions, but he seems to be doing the right thing now. And then before that podcast ended, Joe Rogan played a clip of one of Jelly Roll's heroes while he was in jail, one of the guys that he really credited to listening to his music, and it kind of making him want to be a better man and to come out and to have these goals and to get to where he is. And that guy, you know, read this statement where they basically welcomed him to being a member of the Grand Ole Opry. And what's that mean? That's like where the OGs are. We're talking Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash, you know, Merle Haggard, all the greats. And then there's a lot of the new artists that are on there too. But you become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. It's the highest honor you could have in country music. And you carry some clout there. And you can go there. And Jelly Roll was even talking like, wow, you can have your mail sent there. Like all the greats would have their mail sent there. Hank Williams, all these people. So here you are. And they'd tell him, and this man, big man, manly man, broke down and was sobbing out of joy. He was sobbing out of sheer gratitude and joy, and it was incredibly authentic, and it was very moving. And this man was brought in to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and your name goes on the wall, and you live, in essence, forever. Which is what exactly made me think of doing this tonight on the podcast, because the honor of being written in the Lamb's Book of Life is 10 million times greater than anything that could be bestowed to you here on earth. We can get so excited. I'm sure there are things that all of you have worked so hard for in your life, and it could be million things. It could be professional. It could be personal. It could be weight loss. That's another thing. The guy's lost like 300 pounds. The guy's doing great. He's knocking them down. And you deserve to be happy and emotional about all of those things. But there is nothing that can be given to you in this world higher than the honor we will receive in heaven to find our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And why aren't we more excited about that? Why aren't we praising God? Why aren't we singing in the streets, hallelujah? Why aren't we broke down in just tears, bawling in gratitude of happiness that our names are written in the Book of Life? I'm getting emotional thinking about it because we are so ungrateful for the greatest gift that has ever been given to us. And it was given to us by Jesus, who suffered on the cross, who died on the cross, who died to be forgiven of the sins that we're not worthy to be forgiven of. Only by the grace of God are we forgiven. Only by the grace of God are our names in that book. And we aren't grateful enough. We aren't grateful enough to be written in that book, to be part of the Lamb's Book of Life. And I thought about that and I was like, wow, this man is emotional and what a great honor. And he is so, you could tell he was just proud and just grateful and sobbing. And it was so authentic. Why aren't we like that to find our names in the Book of Life? Think about that. And the book is real. Because it's not just in the book of Revelations. In fact, if we go back to just in the New Testament, where we quote always the words of Jesus throughout the Gospels, in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 10, verse 20, Jesus tells his disciples, he doesn't say the book of the Lamb, but he does say to his disciples in a private meeting, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven," implying they are written. There's a naughty list. Not a naughty list and a nice list like Santa keeps in heaven. And you don't want to be on that naughty list. And you should be in eternal gratitude and humility if you're on that nice list. Because you don't deserve it and you're only on it through the grace of God. And somehow he knew you would be worthy to receive that love before you were ever born, at the time of creation. It's head exploding. Pow, pow. It really is. But I just want everyone to think about that. Read the book of Revelations. It's a tough read because the way it's written and it's about empires and we're talking about terminology that they were describing stuff from more than 2,000 years ago now. So it's very hard to understand. It is. But I really would love for you to read it. And I read it and be like, okay, I got some of that. And what I told you here, what I interpreted in my simpleton mind, is what I relayed to you tonight. I suggest you ask your priest or your pastor. If you have questions about the book of Revelation, ask them about it. More qualified than I am. Like I said, I am Bible study for dummies here at God Wants to Talk to You. I read it. I have passion in my heart. And I come out and I want to talk about it. And I want to talk about it with my friends here on the podcast. And if you want to talk to God, pick up his word and read it. And make it even more mind-blowing. If you go back to the book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the only way to God. I love this book so much. It is the greatest. It'll set something up and then it'll come back to it, which has been hundreds of years later or thousands of years later, and everything ties together and fits together in this lovely big package with a bow on top called Jesus Christ and our eternal life. But read the Bible. Please read the Bible. It's the only thing I ask. There's no money on this podcast. We have no commercials in this podcast. The Word of God is free. And I will give you all I can from what I get out of it every chance I get. I am grateful and humbled to be able to do it. And I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. God bless all of you. Man, I just hope we're all grateful enough. I just hope that we are worthy to have our names in that. Well, we're not worthy. It's through God that we are. I wrote a prayer down to say at the end. Let me see if I can find my prayer. Man. I'm fired up. I got emotional there talking about just how great God is. Boy. All right, here we go. Dear God, thank you that our names are written not because of our works, but because of the Lamb who was slain for us. Help us to live faithfully, confidently, and joyfully as your redeemed people, as people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you, and I will talk to you again soon with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.